The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here's your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you live from the studios of Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with Laura Cantor, performance psychologist, about positive performance with an emphasis on athletics and business. And next week, we will be talking with dentist Tom Bosma about dental sleep medicine, so do stay tuned for that exciting show as well. Each week, Your Holistic Health presents evidence-based practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. We'll turn to Scripture to give us perspective on every discussion focused on wellness and prevention, because we believe that God is a central part of the healing process. Here's some health tips about pain management that are in the news this week. And because we're focusing on the weekend warriors this summer and the Olympics, I want to talk about muscle aches and pain. Did you know that chronic pain affects over 116 million Americans annually? We're using pain pills that can be addictive and produce side effects. And of course, that's one thing I'm railing against with this show. Worse yet, they often fail to eliminate the true cause of the pain. Turns out that there are some foods in our pantries or in our refrigerators that might help to ease the aches by fighting inflammation or blocking pain signals as well. We're going to talk about tart cherries and ginger root, two interesting combinations. And again, these are for muscle pain. There are compounds in cherries called anthocyanins. They're fancy words for antioxidants. They're very powerful. They can reduce pain by blocking inflammation and inhibiting pain enzymes, very similar in the test tube to what aspirin and other NSAIDs do. In fact, there was a study in the Journal of Nutrition recently that showed that people who ate a bowl of cherries for breakfast reduced a major marker of inflammation by 25%. That's pretty significant. Other researchers have found less muscle pain in runners who drank, get this, 12 ounces of tart cherry juice twice a day for 7 days before their distance run. Well, you know, it might be easier for us to just eat a bowl of cherries, especially in the summertime, than to drink all that cherry juice. Probably not a great idea either if you're diabetic. Ginger root. Here's another spicy root in your kitchen that has anti-inflammatory properties, great for muscle aches. You can even make a ginger tea out of those roots by placing sliced peeled ginger root in boiling water and letting it steep for 15 minutes. For a ginger lemonade, how about combining grated ginger root, lemon juice, and honey with ice water? Great medicinal and refreshing beverage for summertime and great for muscle aches and pains. There you have it, tart cherries and ginger root. Now it's time to introduce our guest. Laura Cantor is a performance psychologist licensed in Australia. She has been involved in the past with athletics and corporate executives to help them improve on their success. She's also been an exercise physiologist and involved in athletic development as a trainer with a variety of sports, including the NFL and tennis. Although lately she's switched her focus to concentrate on the mental aspects of positive performance. Welcome, Laura, to Your Holistic Health.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, it's very timely because the Olympics are on everyone's mind and on the television. So it's wonderful that you're inspired to provide such a positive, unique program. So talk to us a little bit about your counseling of these athletes and professional performers and these business executives.
Well, people come to me for a variety of reasons, usually with professional athletes or premier performers like ballerinas, actors, musicians. It's usually based on a referral, either from their coach or a manager, or even a friend who has themselves been engaged in performance coaching. So it really depends on the sport, the athlete, and what their issue or problem is.
What inspired you to start this?
Well, as you mentioned, I originally was in the health science area doing athletic training, physical therapy assisting, and exercise physiology. I did have a psych degree, but it wasn't until I actually was out in the workforce and working with Cincinnati Bengals, U.S. women's rugby team, even Major League Baseball players, that I realized that, you know what, there's something to this mental side. It's not just physical. And that certainly is true whether you're an elite performer or just anybody trying to recover from an injury. So that inspired me to go back and learn more about sport and exercise psychology, and especially positive psychology, so using our strengths to help us flourish and find success.
You know what I find interesting about your clientele? It seems like the bandwidth for error is much narrower than in the general population. Is that a fair assessment?
I think so. You know, there's a lot that's been talked about even in the media recently, as you mentioned, with the Olympics going on. And there's been a lot of people who have been, dubbed to be the gold winner, and then, you know, they don't even qualify. Some of that probably could be chalked up to the physical performance. But more often than not, it really comes down to their mental performance. I'm sure you've heard of the yips in professional golf. Well, you call it what you will in any sport, but it's about us essentially choking at when the moment is really calling for us to be at our best.
Well, now, I'm sure like every good skill, it's a progression of stepwise processes that are evolved over time. This just doesn't happen overnight. So can you perhaps outline for us just a brief stepwise progression to positive performance under pressure? Because I'm not sure if everyone really appreciates the stress of pressure and performing.
What I don't think people realize is that the mental stress can be even more fatiguing, even more of a problem or an issue than physical stress on the body. The human body can actually take a lot of stress and pressure. It's our mind that allows us to do so. And so if the mind's not willing, then that means the body's not willing. And sports psychology has always had a long history of looking at our good performance, helping us to figure out what we did well to repeat it. And now with a new paradigm of positive psychology, it's taking that similar approach. And it's saying that we need to look at the whole person. Because as the World Health Organization says, you know, it being well isn't just an absence of injury, illness, or disease. It's that complete state of physical, mental, and social well-being. And so I like to add that into my process when I'm speaking with athletes. If they're coming to me with confidence issues, well, what does that mean? Let's break it down from on the field to off the field. What are they thinking about? What are they struggling with? And how can we use their strengths to build for success? And it doesn't happen overnight. It can take several sessions, weeks, months, even years to overcome some negative behaviors that we've learned in the past.
Well, you know, I can understand a sports star or an athletic performer being, if you will, vulnerable enough with you to just sort of open up and share weaknesses and allow you to fill up those strengths, if you will. But boy, I'm really having a hard time thinking about a CEO of a company doing the same. What do you have up your sleeve for that aspect of your clientele to help?
Well, you're right. Athletes are a little different. You know, they definitely know their weaknesses. So it's more about reminding them of their strengths. CEOs, you know, they do know their weaknesses. They don't always like to point them out. But once again, that missing gap, that missing tool is, what are my strengths? What is it that I actually do well at? And can I replicate it for success in the future? It's quite sad. Only about a third of people can genuinely name what they do well. And sadly, the way our brain is programmed, we're kind of programmed to go to that negative place anyway. So we tend to remember all the bad moments, all the mess-ups. So you're right, it is hard to get comfortable with a stranger and relive your life story and some of your tragic moments. But because I'm there to help, because I'm there to help them turn that around and accomplish their goals, I find that people are actually more willing to connect a lot sooner than maybe one would anticipate.
Well, it really sounds like, even though your practice is decidedly holistic, as you have mentioned to us, there's really a strong component of emotional intelligence that's being taught here. And I guess, you know, also the mind-body connection comes to mind when I think about non-traditional medicine and how strong and powerful that is. So is there a tip or a practice or a strategy to bring us forward towards affirming thoughts and away from those negative thoughts that we naturally are inclined to think about?
Definitely. Even though our brain is set up to interpret negative information strongly, even more so than the positive information that comes forward, it doesn't mean that we have to go with it. And that mind-body connection is certainly a good one. So, for example, what the mind-body connection means is that we can't have thoughts or feelings without it influencing our behaviors. And in sports psychology, we like to call that being mentally tough. Now, this doesn't mean that you're cold, callous, or that you don't use emotions. In fact, quite the opposite. It just means that despite whatever emotion comes forward, I can control my thought pattern and then my subsequent behavioral responses for a successful outcome.
I don't know if our listeners watched the ladies' balance beam this week with the Olympics, and Allie from Needham, Massachusetts, who got the bronze, but was involved in a dispute, I guess, over her score. And we agonized on air over her emotion and her parents' emotion and the coach's emotion, and she was the coolest cucumber of them all.
That's
and I was
exactly
really,
right.
really impressed with her. Did you see that one?
I did. And, you know, being emotionally tough or mentally tough, it means that you're able to deal with life in a more flexible, responsive, and resilient way. So it just sounds like she's definitely had some training when it comes to that mind-body connection and being mentally tough.
And at age 18, what a delight to see such maturity. If you're just joining our show, this is Your Holistic Health. Tonight we're talking with Laura Cantor, performance psychologist, about positive performance with a focus on athletics and business. We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a broadcast of Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, and tonight we're talking with Laura Cantor, performance psychologist, and our topic is positive performance with a focus on athletics and the business world. Well, Laura, I have a curiosity about the business world. Now I'm going to switch gears a little bit and ask you about team building, because I'm sure that many of our listeners are working and dealing with teams and the vibrant personalities that oftentimes come about working with your colleagues that you may not know as well as you would like, or perhaps process life and learning in a different way than you do. I'm very curious, do you use personality tools in coaching your business execs or associates? And if so, how do you feel about them? Are they productive, stressful, all of the above?
Well, I definitely like to say all of the above. Frankly, I don't use a lot of traditional psychometric assessments in my practice. I definitely think they can be very useful, and there is a time and place to use them. However, I find that people get very hung up on the answers or the labels that come forward. For example, a majority of my business executives have all taken the Myers-Briggs, and they can certainly rattle off their initials, you know, what that label is.
ISTJ?
That's it. And, you know, what can happen there is what the philosopher Soren Kierkegaard said, if you label me, you negate me. So I don't really like to use a lot of personality assessments if it's not going to help us to grow. One that I do use and I genuinely like is called the Values in Action Character Strengths Assessment. It was a positive psychology tool that was created purposefully for practitioners to use to gauge character strengths. It is a personality assessment. However, it's not limiting as how a lot of other personality assessments have been in the past. It also states that you possess all of the strengths. Just because something's at the bottom doesn't mean that you don't possess it. It just means maybe you need to work on using it if you find that that's going to be successful to you. This is very different than a lot of the tools that are out there.
Mm-hmm. I like it. I also do very much appreciate and embrace what you're trying to do, staying on a positive side. There are a lot of individuals now who are kind of switching gears, and I'm thinking of Joel Osteen as a really great example. Oftentimes, he has been criticized for being too positive and too happy, and I think we can't win. We just can't win. But I congratulate him as well. All right, tell us a little bit about wellness coaching. I hear an awful lot about that in the media, and I think it's probably maybe a little bit misunderstood. How can wellness coaching help your clients change their behavior, and what is wellness coaching anyway?
Well, wellness coaching is kind of interesting. Coaching traditionally refers to being coached by a professional by using methods or teaching and training an individual to achieve personal or professional goals. So with wellness, we're adding in that holistic approach. Maybe you have particular life goals, losing weight, going back to school, just wanting to find a new career that maybe suits your strengths and your personality. Unfortunately, in the United States, wellness coaching is not heavily regulated. So it really leaves the gap open to fill in the blank as to what that coaching is going to entail. But ideally, it should actually be differentiated between more counseling or therapeutic disciplines, as in psychology. Coaching is usually, in most cases, considered healthy. The people are not, quote-unquote, sick. And then the purpose of coaching is really to help them move forward from their present situation.
Is taking the first step oftentimes the hardest?
I believe so. People have a lot of stigma around seeking help, whether that be the traditional psychotherapy approach and going and seeing a psychologist or a psychiatrist. There's a lot of stigma that comes attached with that. But then also a coach. I have plenty of athletes that at first were pretty embarrassed about admitting that they had a performance psychologist, and now they brag about it. There was a recent article in USA Today with Misty May Trainer and Carrie Wells, the two volleyball players there that just won the gold in beach volleyball at the Olympics, and they've brought their sports psychologist with them to the Olympics. So they're very proud to say that if it wasn't for this mental toughness training, this coaching, we probably wouldn't be where we are, which is with a third gold medal.
Hmm. Fascinating. Well, I'll tell you what. I want to give you some encouragement. Now, there's a twist. We're going to encourage you, Laura, and we're going to encourage our listeners with some scripture tonight, because we've been talking about the sort of natural instinct to think about sometimes our imperfections. And perhaps some of you may be struggling with a negative self-image for many different reasons and would like to overcome that. Here's a wonderful scripture for you to lift you up and to offer you encouragement. And it's from Philippians 4, verses 8 through 9. And it says, I quote, "Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice, and the God of peace will be with you." End quote. And I think, again, this is very consistent with a growing trend across the country, which is pleasing to the Lord and pleasing to me. And obviously, there's a need for professionals like you, Laura. And thank you again so much for your desire to help in such a unique way.
Well, thank you. I certainly appreciate speaking with you today and sharing a little bit of what I do.
Now, let's talk about some artists and perhaps performers in the last few moments of our show. You know, it's been said that all the world's a stage and we're all performers of sorts. So why is building on our strengths more effective than not in fostering creativity? Because it's not just being precise and reproducible in that kind of a business, I think. It's very much being creative, which is emotive and maybe contradicts trying to keep those emotions and that mind over body in check. So let's talk a little bit about that. What do you think?
Well, I like to think of it this way with a sailboat metaphor. So to help me understand, I imagine a sailboat, and I think of a leak in that sailboat. Now, some people might want to call that leak a weakness. And generally speaking, you should definitely keep an eye on that leak, attend to it in direct proportion to the amount that it's actually troubling you. But managing that weakness, that leak, will just keep the boat afloat. It'll keep it from sinking. But now, in contrast, if we think about strengths, they're more like the sails of the boat. And they're more responsible for pushing you forward and getting you towards your intended goal. So like real sails, strengths also need to be adjusted so that way they're used in proper quantity with a particular situation. So strengths and weaknesses act like two separate processes with separate outcomes. Managing weaknesses may keep you afloat, but developing your strengths actually pushes you forward.
Well, and I guess one humorous anecdote about sailing, since I've tried my hand a little bit at that. Don't let that boom hit you when you're
That's
coming
right.
about.
Definitely.
I don't know what boom would be in the strengths category, but there's
maybe an aha moment. Obstacle. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. What's your take-home message for us tonight, Laura?
Well, you know, performance coaching is really for anybody who wants to improve, who wants to find success with their goals. If you want to become fitter, faster, stronger mentally or even physically, then positive performance coaching can certainly help you get there. You don't have to be a professional athlete or a premier ballerina to seek out performance coaching. You just have to have an open mind and a positive mental attitude about pursuing your goals. And what's interesting is even a lot of businesses, they know that they shouldn't always wait until there is an issue or a problem to seek out coaching. They also want to make sure they're still maintaining their strengths and sailing on through the calm waters just as well as if there was an issue. So they do reach out to performance coaches to make sure they are using their strengths to the best of their abilities.
I love it. And finally, where can our listeners go to learn more about you and your work, please?
Well, they can certainly check out my website at www.cantorassociates.com. or even my blog at cantorassociates.blogspot.com.
Thank you so much, Laura Cantor, for being with us tonight on Your Holistic Health.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
And I'd like to wrap up our show now with the quote of the week. And it's about, just about keeping it simple, I guess, and positive. This is by Lao Tzu, T-S-U, Tzu. And I quote, "In dwelling, live close to the ground. In thinking, keep to the simple. In conflict, be fair and generous. In governing, don't try to control. In work, do what you enjoy. And in family life, be completely present." End quote. Thanks to our guest, Laura Cantor, tonight for being with us. This is your Holistic Health host and pharmacist, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. You're invited to my website online at rxintegrativesolutions.com for a library of health-related articles I have written just for you. Please tune in again next week at this same time to hear dentist Tom Bosma talk about dental sleep medicine on the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m. on Faith and Friends Radio for Your Holistic Health.